city back twice here.
I'd like to call to order the Board of, Genoa Board of Trustees zoning meeting on June 6, 2013 at 6:01 p.m. And we will first have our roll call.
Who am I doing? Trustee Lewis.
Here.
Trustee Gephardt.
Here.
Trustee Kirkland.
Here.
All right. Under new business, we have the Venmar Village Mirasol public hearing developments tonight. And the hearing began, as we just stated, at 6:01 p.m. And I will read the legal notice. Venmar Investments, Inc., requesting final development plan approval for construction of a single-family development located at 4484 Old 3C Highway, a planned residential PRD zoning district. And B, Vince Romanelli, requesting final development plan approval for construction of a single-family development located at 4400 Worthington Road and 6584 Lewis Center Road, a planned residential PRD zoning district. And I would like to swear in now all those who do plan on speaking tonight. All present who wish to testify, please rise and be sworn in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Staff, could you please give your review?
We're hearing this evening the final development plan for a residential subdivision, two residential subdivisions that were combined for a zoning application. These were previously approved as a rezoning earlier this year. The proposal is for 169 lots, single-family homes, on 145 acres. The proposed development is north of Venmar Farms. Venmar Farms north of that, as well as Sheffield Park to the north of it, as well as an open space dedication contiguous to the Florbring Woods Park at the township. The applicant has submitted all required submission documents for the final development plan. Staff's completed a review of those with the Zoning Commission. The proposal includes 82 lots on the Deersing Yarnell subdivision, which I think is now called Mirasol, over in the left side, as well as 87 lots on the east side north of Venmar. The staff review, we noted a few things. There was a previous divergence that was issued for density of the Venmar Village portion. That was approved at the rezoning. The applicant's requesting a divergence for a monument sign to exceed the required or the maximum 8-foot height at 13 feet and 3 inches. I'll let them describe that divergence request. But the Zoning Commission found that to be consistent with the spirit and intent of the code. The proposed monument sign would be located in this area here. Part of the proposal was because they did want the structure itself to be visible off Old 3, although the sign would likely be more legible off of the proposed stub street, which would come in here and veer north off of Old 3C. There's a open space dedication for the 13 acres I mentioned. That was recommended under the goals of the township's 2010 strategic open space plan, as far as acquiring property that surrounds our existing parks versus acquiring new parks. And the trustees were recommending to determine when the property transfer should occur in relationship to platting and development of these two subdivisions. So with regard to street trees, we made a notation that a work in the right-of-way permit would need to be pulled if the roads are dedicated for public before those trees are installed. History of the properties, we'd had a request from a resident at a previous hearing in reference to a historical property owner and naming a road after them, or a request requesting some type of acknowledgement in the zoning commission. It was demonstrated that the they weren't able to name a road after them because of another road that existed in the county. So the zoning commission had made a stipulation that a historical plaque be erected within the common open space to help to preserve some of the history that was noted by the resident that had commented. In reference to drainage, we've received a number of comments on drainage concerns on and around both properties throughout the zoning process, and we'll continue to monitor those as the county engineer reviews the plans for subdivision, which I understand they've not yet approved, but they will be before the subdivision plat goes into effect. And that typically will coincide with the final development plan, so I think they're on pace, but that'll come after this evening. The signage lighting, there was a proposal for some uplighting on the signage, and we just asked that be demonstrated at compliance before they erect it. So the only comments we noted that needed addressed, and I understand the applicant's probably prepared to address these, I wasn't able to find with our review any mention of the historical plaque commitment, and also the designation of where the tree preserves would be. There was some language that was put in, I understand from conversations with the applicant, that the tree preserve is intended to follow the designation for fence barriers. And those are designated on the plat, so we just ask that be a verbal commitment this evening, as well as the historical plaques or monuments within the common open space. So I think both of those could be addressed with commitments. I did have a resident approach me before the meeting here and ask about a letter that they had sent at the time of rezoning in regards to scrub brush that's on along the Deersing Yarnell subdivision. I believe it was in reference to here, but I'll verify that. Mr. Christensen. Yeah, and just to ask the applicant to address, I think they had received these previously when they were submitted to the Zoning Commission. I can share them with them now. If there's anything that they would share as an update with that on the board.
Yes, he said he had gotten a lot of debris off of property that wasn't even his, that and he'd spent a lot of time and money doing that over the years. So I believe that would be on this new property that we're talking about.
Correct.
This new development.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that would be addressed with the final development plan in the text or in the plans, but it is something that I would ask the address.
He just mentioned this, I know, to me right before the meeting. Also to Joe.
We'll do inspections as development occurs, and as part of that, I understand they were planning to remove trees up to a certain size, and this would likely be in people's backyards, as far as I understood, so there'd probably be an interest in clearing that area, I'm assuming, by the developer, but I'll let them address that. I'll pull up here real quick, just to make sure I have the right one.
Okay.
That's all I had in my report. I'll pull this up for the
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Anyone, and if you haven't been sworn in, I can swear you in if you do wish to speak at this moment. Any public comment?
I have
Okay. Let me swear you in then, sir.
I was here and did that.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes. If you could please state your name and address, because we're on audio too.
Matthew Shimaluski. It's pronounced Maluski, but spelled with a CH. 6885 Lewis Center Road, Galena.
Okay, thank you.
I recently owned the property directly west of the Yarnell portion, which I rehabbed and sold. And I'm here on behalf of my client, the purchaser of that property.
Could you put that?
It's a minor issue, but I was hoping something could be done about it, or at least that you guys would be made aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah, see the proposed, that's where I own the property. See where the proposed furthest west pond is?
Mm-hmm.
Right up higher, yeah. There is directly to the west of that borders the property I sold, there's a swampy pond, sort of, but more of a swampy area. Where the proposed pond is, I believe it's a large pile that's been spread a little bit, but it looks like it's about this deep of lime. And it's been there for over a year. I think it's lime.
It's lime.
Yeah. It's leaching into that swamp area and then leaching into the pond on my client's property. I was wondering if something can be done about that, okay? Because it's affecting his pond.
Okay.
The ditch needs to be opened up so that that swamp area will drain.
Okay.
And it's also swamping onto the 6454 Lewis Center Road property.
Okay.
So I think it's an easy fix. It just needs to be dug out sooner than later.
Is this, Mr. Chmielewski, is this lime that was somebody put there, or is it?
Yeah, it's been there for at least a year.
Okay. Or agricultural.
Yeah, and it looked like it was going to be spread, and then it didn't get spread.
Oh.
Maybe, I don't know why, but and then it did get leveled at some point, but not spread, so it's leveled in the area where it was dumped originally.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Too high of an amount there, probably.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe the applicant could address that in a minute.
If you don't mind, I'll just verify as well. This is the property that was in reference to the letter that I'd mentioned, so we're talking about this one and this one right now.
And you can see the existing pond.
Right. Go ahead. You go up there and point to it.
All right. This is the property. This is the property owner's pond.
Okay.
The swamp area is right here. The leach field is about right here. The line is right about there. It's leaching into that swamp. There's a dam just right here, and it's leaching into his pond and swamping into his corner.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Great. We'll get a comment then later. Well, I just want to make sure nobody else wants to speak. Anybody else? Public comment? Okay. We'll go to applicant then. Go ahead, Joe.
Regarding the lime pile, that could be easily removed. And the concept, that is classified as a wetland, that area on the corner that he's talking about right here.
Okay.
So we are going to impact a little bit of that. But we're going to have to keep most of it as it is. So that's this little corner right here. But from a drainage standpoint, everything's going to drain like it should. And obviously, we can get that lime pile out of there. Vince, I'll put you on the spot. Your first phase is coming from the other direction. So you really aren't planning on doing anything over here for a couple of years. I think when you do your first phase, you could probably run over here and get that lime pile out of there at least. And then all this will get cleaned up when he gets to that part of the project from a development standpoint.
Joe, is the lime in the wetland itself?
No.
Okay,
no, it's
good.
Just stockpiled somewhere over here.
Okay.
Like you said, it's for agriculture.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, we would have to move it to put the pond down.
Well, it'll definitely get moved
eventually,
when we do the development.
Get rid of it to get the pond
sooner the better.
The sooner the better. Yeah, when he's out there with equipment doing his first phase, you could just pop over there and get it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, the issue really is just the pond. See it leaching into the
ground. Okay.
Yeah, it's putting some type of it's just a funky look to the pond now. It's changed dramatically this spring.
Okay.
The growth and sheen and it's obvious.
Okay.
Without doing any tasks, that's what it's from.
So we commit to get up there and getting that removed and working on the lower phase.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
We did add a sentence. It's probably hard, and it's kind of hard to see, but on the last page, page 26 of the plan set, there's some notes down in the lower right, and it says that we will install a historic marker or plaque at Vinmar Village and Mirasol, content, size, and style to be determined. So we don't know what it's going to say yet. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but we are committing to do that, and it's on the plans. It's part of the plans.
What page was that, Joe?
The last page, Joe, 26 of 26, the detail sheet.
Okay.
I just added a note there.
And part of the reason is we've been doing some research, but have not concluded yet what's been on the plaque. In one case, Joe, you think there was some historic event that occurred, for example, at Vinmar Village, but
right.
We've heard some rumors, but we've not been able to substantiate what's been on the plaque. So we're committing, we'll put some on there as soon as we figure out what the appropriate thing is to put on there.
Okay.
George Washington didn't sleep there or something like that.
Sort of like that. Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay.
All right.
Good.
We also had been working with, let's see what page is that, on Mirasol, the north property line along here. There was a commitment's been made to install evergreens and some fencing along that that north property line, with some conversation that has taken place with this owner. I think that's all worked out to their satisfaction. You've got some commitments have been made. Combination.
Yeah, I'm not with Mr. Grantley. I'll have to agree with you. That's against the average. Maybe it's all the bridge.
So you worked it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to address Mr. Christensen's letter, which is the property to the right up there at the top on Mirasol.
Okay.
Which it sounds to me like he just wants to know this brush pile and all the trees and litter, and more importantly, I guess, most importantly, the leaves that go along with it will get resolved coming out of this. I think, is that area intended to remain natural, Joe, up in that corner?
Well, it's the back of some of the property, so there is the trees that are along there, the 6 inches or larger will be protected. If you look on page 22, that fat black dash line is the tree protection fence that's going to go in, which will then convert to the no build protection zone. So we are. Are you loving it, John? Yeah. So okay. We've got a storm sewer going in on 4849. So some of that's going to get impacted, but yeah, my pointer's not working now. This will be preserved, and there's going to be some impacts in here because of rear drainage. And, you know, this is a situation where it is going to be part of somebody's yard, part of somebody's lot, so the trees will remain, but there's likely going to be lawn underneath that. We're not going to just leave it alone as the blackberries and the poison ivies and all that stuff. So it'll get cleaned up, but the trees will remain.
Okay.
So that's a no-build area. So they can't go in and put that will remain in its natural condition. Or will they be able to mow it?
You can clear out the understory.
Right.
But you can't, under the tree policy we worked on with Joe, you can't remove any trees under 6-inch caliper unless they're diseased, dead, or pose a hazard.
Pose a hazard.
Correct.
Over 6. Yeah.
Over 6.
Okay.
So I think that should resolve his concerns. There will be some general cleanup occurring in that area. But
from what he stated to me, yes. I haven't had a chance to read what he wrote, but yes, I do believe that would resolve his concerns.
I haven't read it
either. It's what it was. It sounds like up in that area, there's a lot of brush and overgrowth and a lot of leaves that have resulted over on his property, and he's had to run noisy equipment over there to collect the leaf, and he's worried about offending the neighbors, and plus he's just kind of tired of all the cleanup.
Right, he is. Right.
Now,
yeah.
He's still going to have some of the leaves,
uh-huh.
But I think cleaning out the understory and the brush
uh-huh.
is going to help. But I think everyone expects the larger trees to stay.
Yeah.
So I can't tell him he's not going to have any leaves.
Right.
Right.
So
right.
Is he,
sure.
Gentleman here in the first house on this map here?
Yeah, I think he's the first one to the right, looking up there at the top.
Where is he?
Other
Joe?
Direction.
Where are you?
Right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Okay.
I just perused his letter, but it looks like his concern is that there's been a lot of brush and just scrub growing or put over there for years.
Yes.
But he sounds like he's concerned too about all the leaves he has to pick up, but they are trees. So we'll work on the scrub and what we call the undergrowth. But there are still going to be enough
trees.
Sure,
I'm sure there'll be some.
It looks like he has a fairly wooded lot himself in the back there. So.
And I think he admitted that.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think he was concerned. He says he runs a noisy piece of equipment that can't believe.
Oh, yes.
Is he going to offend people?
Oh, okay.
Something called a giant back.
Okay, a giant bat.
That he puts behind his tractor, and he says it's kind of noisy. He said, I don't like to hear it on my tractor. I know 80-some new residents aren't coming to hear it.
Sure, sure, okay.
So I think we can, we'll work on the problem, but there's still going to be trees there.
Okay.
And then, Joe, I think we added the language we negotiated with you on the tree preservation, and I think Joe has a note on the plat. Thus far, our plan was that generally that zone would follow the protection fencing.
Right.
That Joe Ruby has shown on the development plan. We're not the, this would all occur on final plats when we plat them once the subdivision's done, but they generally follow that line, and within those areas, you could not remove or deal with the with trees that are healthy over that 6-inch caliber.
And that was about 15-foot wide, deep.
Yeah, it varied in size, but it was. Some areas it got to be pretty good. You know what? Well, it's in a variety of places. I mean, you can see it on 22 or 28. You can see where he's.
Just to clarify, it's this hatched area that you have.
Right. All that cross hatched area.
Okay.
That's right. Would be identified on the final plat.
Okay.
And then, Joe, did you want to talk about that? Joe Clace brought up the sign and the variance. Do you have a depiction of that sign that can call up, Joe, to make sure the trustees understand that?
Yeah, do you know what page it's on? I think it's toward the end of the call. Probably right here, that's the details. Yeah. It's this one.
The 26?
And keep in mind, I think we talked with you about this at the time of the preliminary and zoning approval, that this entrance feature is forced to be set way back off Old 3 because of the new roadway system that the county has asked us to install to serve the next property to the north. So Mr. Romanelli's concern in part is you need to have some height because of how far you're seeing back off Old 3 compared to other subdivisions you would see driving up Old 3, where the entrance feature is very close to Old 3.
Yeah, that made sense from our reading when we looked, at the scope.
How far
of
back
things.
Will it be?
How far back is that? It's a pretty good distance because of that new arterial.
So there'll be an entrance drive going in, then you'll actually see the entrance.
Right. Yeah.
So let's put up page 4.
Okay.
Joe Clay's.
It can be located here and existing Old 3.
Okay.
So it's a good way back.
Yeah. And the other thing, I mean, this is a big space right here.
Yeah.
We should do something here too. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, some fencing and some landscape and having some bigger columns back there. They're going to look appropriate for the size of the space that they're in. And because of the bigger size, then the fence, or the actual sign itself, needed to be a little bit higher just so it was proportionate to that column. So that's why the two differed.
And then I think the other comment that Joe had tonight was about the parkland grant. We're happy to deal with you however, the open space, I call that. However you'd have to propose we deal with that as a part of the final approvals, Mr. Romanelli is ready to deed that property over. Typically, what we do, that's the time of our first platting. We do that at that time. We deed that over, but we're open to that. As soon as we have final zoning approvals and final plan approvals, we're open to deeding that to the township. And there's, I think we've already expressed the language. It will be in there in the deed, which is somewhat similar to the language of Fleur Road Park. The only difference is, and I think Joe was correct, that this is more open space as opposed to park because of the current concern over time. Its uses could morph if certain things happen and you put a roadway through it.
Right.
Sure, along those same lines, but going back to the developments, and I guess it would probably apply to both. The open space that's being provided for in both those developments, will these be maintained by the HOAs? Are they going to be open so there's not like a small community park or anything?
Yeah, the proposal would be to treat the same way as Venmar and Sheffield RDA, that they would be owned and maintained by the Homeowners Association.
By the HOA, okay.
Yeah. The
Sheffield, we had a different exception where they deeded over some land that would be similar to what we're looking at with the 13 acres where they deeded over land on the east side, but otherwise they, and the 26 acres along 71, but otherwise they maintain their open space as well, so it'd be consistent with the subdivisions to the south.
And I couldn't find anything in here that would indicate that they're, I mean, it's just going to be open space. There won't be any park per se.
There were amenities proposed inside this loop.
Okay.
Similar to what was currently was constructed inside of Benmar, so some seating benches and I believe some trails, and then similarly, I believe it was this area here that there were some details.
But no playground type.
No okay. Active playgrounds.
Okay, so we can avoid the issue that we every once in a while have surfaces that it's not a township park.
Right.
It was
neighborhood
park or whatever you want to call it. Okay.
Anything more?
I think we've addressed through the last couple of go-rounds with Joe, I don't mean that in a negative way go-around, but through the last couple of drafts, I think we've addressed all the issues that Joe had to move us from preliminary, which is at the time we got the zoning, to the final. So I think we feel comfortable and confident we've addressed all the concerns. Hopefully we've answered the questions tonight raised about the Lyme and raised about this letter from Mr. Christensen, and we're committed to undertake those tasks, and those will be on the record as commitments.
I just had a question regarding the traffic, and I know you did, or Stantec did an extensive traffic study, which was well documented here, and because obviously this is we've got a couple developments here, that means more traffic, and if Joe, I don't know if you want to review that, and then Joe, you could also talk about the county engineer, maybe what you found.
Yeah, as a result of the study, the county is requiring a left turn lane off of Old Three into the development, and also a left turn lane here. There were no turn lanes warranted at Lewis Center,
okay. But
and you guys may have heard that there's I think a result of this project and some other noise that was made at the county, they did a speed limit study, mm-hmm. and they are going to reduce the speed limit on Lewis Center. Did you know what it's going to be from and to? I heard it was going to be 50, or from 55 to 50, is that what you heard?
That's what I heard.
Not great, but...
A resident who knows. Or?
I had asked for some speed limit signs and stuff, and those went up, and it's 45 from Route 3 to Worthington Road, and 50 from Worthington to Africa.
Oh, great.
Okay.
And then we're making our stud connections here and here, so we'll have the two ways in and out for the development.
And then I know there's, in 2018, the county is going to put a traffic signal at Worthington and Big Walnut?
Yeah, they're currently planning for improvements. That's when I believe they've slated it. They also have improvements slated at South Old 3C and Big Walnut.
And Big Walnut right out here, too.
I know we'd had an inquiry in the weather, commitment. Developer would be required. County engineers indicated both those are county intersection responsibility, and their commitment was already warranted today. They didn't feel like putting a commitment on the developer to help in sharing that cost was appropriate since the improvements were already warranted and slated for being completed, I guess.
You say they do or don't, I'm sorry.
They're not asking.
They are not asking the county engineer's office. Is not asking for a commitment from the developer.
Correct.
For these lights.
And that was because they already met warrant at the time. Today, well, they both meet warrants for signals.
Because of the first go-around,
okay.
Vince has already made a contribution to that intersection. I don't know, 2008, you had to write a check.
5 years ago, we did that already.
Oh, okay.
They calculated the impact that the development would have on that intersection,
mm-hmm.
and then they converted it to a percentage, and then he had to write a check. That happened a couple of years ago. This one, they calculated that there was not enough of an impact for him to write a check for that. But a side note on this one, as you know, they're studying a new alignment for that road.
Mm-hmm.
And they were smart to say that we don't want you to spend a lot of money on a turn lane and then next year have it torn out.
Okay.
So as that gets further down the road, it could go either way. Either he puts the turn lane in or he'll make a
contribution in the equivalent value of that turn lane, and then they would use those dollars to build that road. It's kind of a phasing issue at that point. So they were smart enough to not require a turn lane and know that's going to get torn out the next year. There's still a little bit more information that needs to happen so that we have the details worked out there.
Joe, anything to address from the engineers, county engineers' standpoint? There were a couple letters, but then one of them was kind of dated, like 2011, and the other, I think, in 12, that are in here. It just listed.
Yeah, they'll be reviewing, county engineer will be reviewing this through the subdivision platting process, and their signature is the last signature on the plat. So any commitments required by the county engineer will need to be fulfilled before they locate their final subdivision plat required. The process is a little bit different than when both subdivisions came through to the south. I think before the township was a little bit more engaged in road improvements. It's my understanding from the prosecutor's office that the county engineer will be handling commitments and all the thoroughfare type stuff, mainly because most of those are county roads.
Okay. Trustees, questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do have one. I guess it would be sort of an off-the-wall point, but reading through the materials, there was a letter from Delco Water, which I found interesting with regard to the Deer Senior-Arnell property, that there has been an issue with low water pressure to the existing Sheffield Park residents because of the elevation of the site with in relation to the water tank, and they're talking about requiring a new water line to be constructed to feed the new properties, which would result in higher PSI, and I guess it would be run from a different water tank that's nearby. I guess, can you verify, is that the case? Are you going to be constructing a new water line to that higher pressure, or are you going to be tapping into the existing?
Well, all of that is happening. Since that letter's been written, there's been several meetings with Delco Water, and a solution has been worked out. There were two options. They could go north or they could go west. One of them, the difference in the cost was interesting. It was more related to easement acquisitions and those kind of things as opposed to engineering constraints. So the cheaper solution was to come from under 71. So where it stands now is that's kind of going on a separate course. But the commitment has been made by the developer to pay their fair share on that as well. The exact amount hasn't been determined yet.
Right, Chuck, I haven't heard anything.
They were still calculating the estimate on what it was going to be, but the commitment's been made. It started out as a 50-50 thing, and then they kind of went from there, so it hasn't been finalized. But as part of this, that's going to occur, which will definitely help pressure in this neighborhood and will help pressure for future residents.
And that was the interesting point. I mean, not only by constructing that new water line to the high pressure zone, not only is it going to result in good pressure for the new residents, but it was also going to improve the water quality for the existing residents there, the water pressure, I should say.
And the interesting thing about that was that it had nothing to do with capacity. So us coming in wasn't going to make it any worse or make it any better. It was all about the available pressure. So in many ways, we could have moved forward without that happening, but it's all going to happen at the same time, and everything's going to get fixed. So.
Do you have any idea of a timetable as to when that'll be constructed and when those residents, I guess the existing residents, will notice a change in their...
I don't know for sure, but my best guess is 2014 is when that'll happen. Not exactly sure, because where you're kind of up on a higher ground, and it doesn't affect you as much on your first phase.
You should be as you go west, and it's going to make
Then thank you. No, that I appreciate you verifying that. And then I guess, you know, the other, I don't know that it's necessarily a question, but just the ongoing problem that we've all been dealing with is sewer capacity. And reading the letter from a year ago from the county, from Tiffany Jenkins, I know there are 87 lots planned at Vinmar. You know, the county explained that there's only sewer capacity for 63. And I guess, so how does that weigh into your building timetable then? I mean,
Well, the way we have the project phase...
Because it sounds like that there's been no movement at the county level on improving sewer capacity, unless I'm mistaken, unless anybody's heard anything different.
The way the project is phased, we can completely do the first two phases within the capacity of the Vidmar lift station.
Okay.
And that's a couple of years worth of absorption and work. So the idea is during that time, a regional solution gets worked out and is ready to go by the time we get to that point. If that doesn't happen, the discussion's been we can upgrade the pumps in the Vidmar station. There's other things that could be done if this bigger regional solution isn't sitting there waiting for us. The issue was more about the sewer district boundary line than it was an engineering constraint or a capacity issue. There is capacity. We may have to change the pumps out, I think, and Vidmar was one of the thoughts. So the first two phases, again, have sewer for sure, and then the solution is, and I think it's gotten some traction since that letter, but I don't think the solution is finalized.
Yeah, because I know as a board we've taken some action to urge this along a little bit faster. So just looking at the aerial here, can you show me kind of the phases?
Phase one is here.
Right.
Phase two, we need to connect here. So you're going to get this, and I believe, actually, I think you could see the phase line right there and maybe right there. So phase one, phase two, and then phase three.
Okay. So in the absence of any movement on sewer capacity, the phase that's in question would be that northwest portion of the track.
Right. So we'll have the two connections made. The stubs will be short, reasonable. So I think everything will function fine at that point.
Okay. Thank you.
Trustee
Gephardt? No, I really don't think I have any other questions. I know there's been some conversation with some of the adjacent landowners, homeowners that are in that area, and I assume you're working out those issues, so that's positive. I really don't have anything.
Okay.
Timing, when do you plan on breaking ground?
This year.
Okay.
Yeah, August.
60 days from now.
It's very soon.
2 months from now.
2 months.
Yeah,
two
he calls me every day. So.
I call him every day.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 months from now.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, question on the conditions. Do you feel that the Zoning Commission has recommended conditional approval of the application with, and you listed the two conditions?
They had a number of them. Those were the only two I asked for clarification on, so I would ask the board just consider the motion made by the, adopt the motion that was made by the Zoning Commission. And I feel they've addressed those to my liking. The one question I had on the dedication open space, it seems like they're open, so I may just ask for some guidance and maybe an agreement so that we can work with them on transfer the ownership of that, and bringing that to you at the appropriate time.
I got it.
That would be the only other issue that I had on there that may warrant some attention before we
So you would ask for, what you're saying is ask for an approval with the conditions specified by our Zoning Commission?
Correct. And then if we could have some discussion on the dedication of the 13 acres and when you would feel that you would want that to come in front of you. Their discussion, we've accepted open space prior to the last phase of development being
mm-hmm.
approved.
Mm-hmm.
We've accepted land before the first phase of development. I think open either one. It's not going to be a part of a subdivision.
Our view is that with positive action tonight on the final development plan, we have now completed the review at the township level. So all further approvals from this point on are simply county subdivision approvals. So it's our view that we would be happy any time after the effectiveness of tonight's hearing, because tonight's hearing, as you know, is administrative, not legislative.
Mm-hmm.
So not subject to referendum. So we would be happy from any time tonight forward to dedicate the open space.
Okay. Okay.
By deed. And have it accepted by
the
trustees.
We own it. We bought it. We own it. It's only here in Battleground.
I mean, selfishly, from the developer standpoint, once he has the final approval, assuming you see fit to do so tonight, he's paying real estate taxes on it now. he might as well give it to you and stop paying real estate taxes.
Are there any farm contracts on it this year? I guess that's one.
Are there farm contracts on that land?
I don't think so.
They're not farming it this year.
I don't think they better.
I don't know. I kind of like that revenue stream coming in, Vince.
Yeah. Yeah. I could find you some more the other night when I was up there.
That's right. Yeah, you did. That's true. All right, we're even. Yeah. Then. No, that's good.
Okay. All right. So, do we make a motion on that, or just discussion as to?
Yeah, maybe as a condition of approval, when you would like to see us, when you'd like to see them transfer that.
Joe, before we, can I ask you, have we not now met all the conditions of the planning commission?
Yes.
So their motion is a straight acceptance, isn't it? Not with the conditions, because we've now met them, with the exception of the parking lot.
Correct. Yeah, it's still a motion for approval.
Okay.
Right. So we don't even, I mean, if you've met the if they've met the conditions, then we don't need to say.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to. It's my understanding you vote on the motion that's presented, or the recommendation that's presented to you, so to adopt.
I guess we'd like you to acknowledge that the conditions of
I don't know that it needs to be a part of the motion for the transfer, but I just want an understanding if you guys have a feeling on when you'd want to see that.
Once you see fit, I'm not asking you to make that decision, but once you see fit to approve the final development plan, it's that action is final, and we'd be happy to deed that.
Okay.
It's going to take a while to get it, so maybe within 30 days.
30 days.
Okay, 30 days sounds good. I think let's make a separate motion on the transfer.
Okay.
Do I have any further discussion, first of all, either? Yes, sir. Yes, you know what? Because we're on audio, I have to make it come up.
I want to make sure I understand.
Okay.
Matt Molesky again. So 60 days on the start of Mirasol, roughly, on the worth. Yeah, but at that point in time, the Lyme problem would get squared away.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I will move to approve Vinmar Investments, Inc. and Vince Romanelli's request for final development plan approval for construction of a single-family development located at 4484 Old Greasy Highway, 4400 Worthington Road, and 6584 Lewis Center Road, which is application number 2013-05 A and B, dated May 31st, 2013.
Is there a second?
And would this would be subject to, again, to the conditions as outlined by the zoning commission,
which have already been addressed.
Right. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Discussion. I would just like to thank all involved, the citizens who came forth during these public hearings, and the professionalism of the developer and attorneys and engineer in answering questions, and to our Joe Place too. It's been a long process. There have been many public hearings on this matter, and everyone has conducted themselves in a very professional manner. And of course, the developer, I must say, offers a very quality product, which we like. Okay, any other comments?
Just an observation, Madam Chair, and that's just that I think, regardless of how anyone feels about development in general, I think the fact that we're looking at so many new houses being planned, I just think it's a very encouraging sign that our economy is heading in the right direction, that Mr. Romanelli has the confidence to make this investment and make that here in Genoa Township. I just think it's a great sign that our economy is heading in the right direction. So,
good point.
And we still appear to be a nice place to live.
I live here.
Yeah, you do. And that's important. You know, you're just not a developer that comes in and leaves. And so we do appreciate that. So, no other comments?
All right. Roll call.
Trustee Lewis?
Aye.
Trustee Carfagna?
Aye.
Trustee Gebhardt?
Aye.
Motion carries. Is there any other business? come before the meeting tonight?
Do we need a separate motion?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Separate motion. There is. Okay, separate motion then on the transfer.
A thought on when we would want to accept that? Do we want to, Joe, is there a...
I'd say 30 days from what we...
Within 30 days?
Just to be presented with it within 30 days as a proposal, we can bring it to you by your July meeting.
July meeting.
Okay.
Whatever is reasonable to get the paperwork.
Yeah, we'll just talk about it. We'll shoot for that. We'll put that together and get it to Joe within 30 days.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it a maximum, just a suggestion, and I think that would be fine for us.
So do we need a formal motion?
I don't think you need a formal motion.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Very good.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Same to you.
We better adjourn first. Just a sec. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Seconded.
Roll call.
Trustee Lewis.
Aye.
Trustee Gephardt.
Aye.
Trustee Carfani.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned at 6:46 p.m.